part was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is the faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's what he came here for. All we got to do is repent, children. The devil don't want you to know it's that easy. Repent for it. That's what his blood was for. For our sins. For our sins. Your flesh causes you to sin, allow you to sin, and then it put condemnation upon you. Look what you done. God can't forgive you for this. God say, I can forgive you for all sin, children. 16. Howbeit, for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering. He did it for me first. So now I can have compassion on you. And you can have compassion on your brothers and your sisters. This is a time and a day that we're going to have to learn how to be long-suffering, children. How many times am I supposed to forgive them? Is seven enough? No, you got to keep on forgiving them. You got to keep on forgiving them. Because God kept on forgiving you. Because God keep on forgiving you. Learn to show them more love. Learn to have more compassion on them. They may not be running this race as strong as you think they should. They may not be coming to church as much as you think. They may not be speaking in tongues. But learn to be long-suffering with them. Don't give up on them. Don't give up on them. Long-suffering. For a pattern, 16 verse, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King, eternal. That's why I say, take me to the King. Take me to the King. He's the one that can fix all things. He's the one that can forgive me my sins. He's the one that won't keep bringing it back up to me. He's the one that loves me no matter what shape I'm in. He's the one that hears my prayer, hears me in the nighttime when I'm crying, in the closet, down the roads, and all the pain, all the suffering. As I go, please take me to the King. Please take me to the King. He's the one that teach me how to love my brothers. He's the one that teach me how to have compassion on someone else. Please, my body is broken down. My strength is getting weak. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. For an offering, I have to offer up this body as a living sacrifice every day, all day long. Please take me to the King. My strength is weakening in me. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. For an offering. For an offering. Please. I've got a dying world out there. Your flesh got you worried about your fires. Worried about the fact that your shoes are too tight. He said, but I've got children that don't even have shoes to put on their feet. You worried about not having enough money to make it to next week. He said, I've got children that don't have a dime, not even a penny in their pocket. You worried about all the stress that you're going through. He said, I've got children that don't know about me. Will you please take them to the King? Tell them about me. Tell them about me. I'm full of grace and mercy. Will you bring them to the King? Just the way they are. Just the way they are. Don't you try to clean them up. Don't you try to change them. You just tell them about me. And every minute, every hour, every day, every week that you spend for me, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give it back to you, children. Oh. Your flesh wants you to keep looking at you. God said, but if you look at them, if you look the need for them, I will take care of you. We'll tell them about that eternal king. I don't care how many kings come. I'm the eternal king. I am the Alpha, the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I created all this stuff by myself. I created all of it for myself. I was there from the beginning, and I'll be there in the end. Bring them to the king. Bring them to the king. Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
I pray that this CD has been a blessing to your life. And all I can say to you in making this CD is that my life will never be the same.
Where do we go from here?
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our pastor's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI. Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana. You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Thank you.
blessed Savior, why don't you hear my call? We look to benevolence, especially at this time of year, when we share in the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we yield to benevolence, realizing that we cannot do what he did, but we can do what we can do. The Bible says in Psalm 33, to rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with the harp, sing unto him with the psaltery, and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. And by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lay above the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Father, we thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. Right now, Lord, we want to thank you for all the little things that we pass right on by. Lord, we all the time thank you for houses and cars and jobs and money, But Lord, the older I get, the more I'm appreciative of the little things. Children doing good, families well, church healthy. Lord, it's the little things that we pass by that we often don't see. Right here and right now, I thank you for the little things. And forgive us, Lord, when we pass by all those little blessings that we don't consider, appreciate, and thank you for. Lord, we thank you right now for this blessing you gave us that we've given back to you. Bless it and use it like only you can. Bless the ones that gave. Bless the ones that wanted to give and didn't have it. Bless even the ones that had it and didn't give. For it is in the name of Jesus we pray. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. I know. Amen. 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 Stand up, shake a hand, and make a friend. Welcome to Mount Calvary. Retrieve your programs. Our reading for this day is entitled